Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for August 21st. We're looking at Job chapters 1 through 3, a prologue to human drama. Job is one of the most discussed, debated, and difficult books in all of human history and literature. As we enter it with these first three chapters, let's keep in mind a few observations. First, Job is probably the oldest book in the Bible. By that I mean that the story of Job was probably in written and oral circulation among the Semitic peoples of the Middle East well before the time of Moses, who wrote the first five books of the Bible. It seems actually to be older than Abraham, who lived sometime around 2000 BC. It is a treasured work, preserved in its entirety in the Bible. Job is timeless in its treatment of universal human dilemmas. Why is there suffering? What good is there in following after God when that pursuit brings on such pain and trouble? Where is God in all the tragedies we face? What is happening in the world that we cannot see except through divine revelation? Second, these first three chapters are basically prologue to a dramatic presentation, a play or musical, a tragedy and triumph of human experience, meant to be told and retold, staged and reenacted by succeeding generations. It is lyrical, musical, dramatic, full of rhetorical flourishes and poetry. Job is part of the wisdom literature of the Bible that includes many psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, some of the prophetic writings, and the Song of Solomon. Third, in Job, we are brought into scenes and confronted with characters that we cannot see with our senses. They must be revealed and described to us so that we know there are many more things going on in our world and in our experiences than what we can perceive and understand via human powers. Fourth, Job is an extended debate over the sources of human misery. Why does calamity befall righteous people? Is there a direct line between sin and consequences for life? You see this expectation even in the opening verses of Job. Job sacrifices and prays for his children daily in case they have sinned against God, in hopes that God's mercy will come to them and deflect the punishment their sins may deserve. Much of the dialogue and monologues from Job and his counselors in the chapters ahead of us revolves around this issue. Fifth, how can a holy God allow such an evil troublemaker as Satan, which, by the way, means adversary, very fitting for his name, to roam about the earth causing havoc wherever he goes? Why is there evil in a world supposedly created by a righteous God? That debate echoes on to the present day. So, buckle up for Job. You will be challenged, puzzled, annoyed, confused, and informed about life beyond the senses. Don't allow yourself to become bored or frustrated with Job. It is an ancient book, putting forth timeless ideas, expressing things that every generation of humanity needs to confront. Life, death, meaning, pain, suffering, friendships, enemies, family, prosperity, poverty, calamity, eternity, and God. Enjoy your journey in Job. We'll be back tomorrow.